Warning, this podcast is no way associated with Fox or the production of Hell's Kitchen. Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Real Eats. I am Kelsey Murphy here with my good friend Pete Ferrero, and we are here to give you the inside scoop, all the drama, and break down every single detail and exclusive interview for Hell's Kitchen Season 22, The American Dream. Hey, guys. Welcome to The Real Eats. Kelsey here with my good friend Pete, and we are here with Sammy, a finalist from Hell's Kitchen, top three. We are so happy that you were here to talk to us and very proud of all of your growth and everything you did on the show. It was so fun watching you. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. And thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes. Thank you.
I wanted you to win. I was
right off the bat.
I was rooting for you all the way from
literally from episode one. Both of us were like
at
really.
Yeah, it was first, the comment first where you had run into Gordon at some point in your cooking career.
Yes.
That was hilarious. He was like, oh, yeah, maybe that happened. I don't know.
Yeah, that was, like, honestly, like, first moments, like, being on the show, still getting used to, like, all the lights and everything. And I just felt like was just, like, I couldn't keep my mouth shut. Yeah. And, but, yeah, like, so I'm originally from Ohio and I moved to Los Angeles,
Midwest,
summer 2018. Yeah, exactly. Who doesn't want to live in LA, especially being someplace like Ohio. But, I had been working at this restaurant in downtown for maybe like 6 months at this point. And I was on the meat station, on the line, and they were filming Kids MasterChef in like another kitchen that we had on a different level of the hotel that I was working at. And I didn't even know, but I was literally like slicing a steak and he was literally standing right there. And then he was like, I wish the kids were plating like that today. And yeah, I would never forget it.
I mean, like, Gordon Ramsay,
he's like unreal in real life. I don't know if you've ever...
Well, like, Kelsey was on Kelsey was on MasterChef.
Yeah, so I won MasterChef.
Oh, let's go, Kelsey.
Yeah. So,
okay, what season? I want to watch
season 11. It was just two 11? Seasons ago. Yeah.
Well, so congrats on winning.
So, yes, I have been right in front of him before.
Yeah,
he is a presence.
He's
massive.
He looks like I know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He looks like a Greek god. Like, just like how blue his eyes are.
Oh, I know.
Tripping me out.
Yeah. I know. I went back and judged this past season.
Nice.
With him. And again, like standing up there with him, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. You've made it then, like, if you're judging with Gordon.
I was like, oh my God. he's unreal.
The thing is, I love that you brought it up, because some people would be like, he's never going to remember this shit. But I would totally do that too. It's like our point of connection that you don't remember, but we do.
Yeah, that's fine. I just needed to get it off my chest. Oh, I will tell anything to anybody.
That's funny.
I love that. The nervous rambling where you're just like,
yeah,
I don't know why I just told you my life story, but I just did. And I just overshared.
But that was one of the reasons why I definitely loved that about your personality. Like, it shined right from the beginning. But then it, like, always felt like when you presented a challenge dish, and I feel like it happened that week, your stuff was always like spot on and really good.
Yeah. I felt like I was very consistent throughout the whole season, other than when me and Jonathan got alcohol and then it went down from there. That day.
Both of you, that one, I mean, it was crazy how much impacted,
like,
both of you.
It's just such a timeline. You know, like, me and Jonathan got into Black Jackets, like, it was probably like, I don't know, 9:30, 10 a.m. And we were just waiting for other people to join us. And so,
right. And you're sitting there for like hours.
When you're on the show, it's like you have no concept of time.
Right. Yeah. And like, time, every little part of filming takes 8 times longer than it actually is. So it's like another hour before someone else joins you.
Yeah, at least.
We saw the finale episodes, and but they bring you into this room of memories, and I'm like, that was probably like, what, how many weeks ago? It was not like they're making it like it was a year
it's
ago.
Actually comical,
I'm like, it's just
the way
really
they film
kind
it.
Of like a couple of weeks
it
ago.
It was like 10 days ago.
Right. It was a really like strange moment where I was like,
What are we doing here?
It's no, like a house of horrors.
It was like yeah, you're me, like, oh. Jonathan, and Ryan are like, all right, what's next? Like, this isn't it.
Well, and he made it seem, I don't know, the whole thing was just kind of like almost funny to me when I was watching it. Cause I get it. Like for TV, they have to like do certain stuff. And so he's like, exactly. I got a big surprise for you. And you like walk into this room and there's like, a room all the memories. The, and you're
all
like,
the shit that they didn't I don't work, care like, about this storage. Shit.
And then like he sits you down and he's like, I have one last big surprise from you. And he's like, here's two seats on Allegiant. Like yeah. good luck. Like yeah, I'm like Allegiant.
Where are we going?
Like I have to fly an Allegiant?
Yeah.
But you couldn't fly me first class in United? Like come on.
I know. Yeah.
I didn't know where
come
they
on,
flew.
Delta.
So I was like, hey Alexa, where does Allegiant Air fly?
When I was yeah, I know, like,
I,
like I
don't even know where I would
I
book a flight.
I literally was like, all right, check that sponsor off. All right, check that yeah, sponsor check off. That like
sponsor off.
It just it's funny when it I just like watching it from the TV's perspective. But then obviously he brings you around and like, did you know that everyone was there? Did you guys know?
We all had an idea. Okay. Yeah. I like, there's no way that we're just going to have one fun day and not have right. any challenge. It's just right. so not like a show.
Right.
You know,
you were like, something's going to happen. And then that was like, I was like, oh shit, they got everybody there. Like, I'm like, yeah, you could hear them talking. Well, like,
it was crazy because when he was taking us through this like construction zone, right. I was like, this is like actually weird. Like, is something about to happen? Like,
yeah,
that was then like, I was like, okay, maybe not, but then
like a yeah. little on it. But yeah, like
I
I'm
cannot believe
something.
How many people were there.
Yeah,
yeah, right after that, it was just like boom, boom, like so loud. And it was just like, it was literally just like, go,
it's crazy.
Yo, what's her name? Carmen's energy is all it's like up and it's all over the place. And I came to love her on the show, you know, anyway, you're just watching on television. I wasn't there, so I have no idea, but mm-hmm. at first you're like, oh my God, this is a lot going on.
Well, the producers didn't do her any favors in the beginning, and she probably didn't do herself any favors in the beginning, but,
no, but there's this one great moment.
Well, no, you're left Sammy's got something to say about this. I'm like,
oh no, I just felt like it was just like the way that they edit is so interesting. But I liked Carmen, but honestly, like when you're first on the show with 18 people, like there is just so many different energies, like, and everyone right. is just always has like an ego and like tough guy, like big shoulders, like kind of thing. So everyone I feel like is just always trying to prove
protective
themselves.
Mode. But yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Like that little screaming match with Renisha and Carmen at the very beginning of the season, like in real life, that was like
actually legit.
Like, I'm actually on the show as well,
but like we were like it was like you could have heard a nail drop. It was like,
feel like
so
you were watching
quiet from everyone just listening to them yell.
Did it feel like you were watching an episode of Hell's Kitchen? Only you were in the episode. Like it was like, yes. Oh, I'm watching Hell's Kitchen.
No, like I am watching Hell's Kitchen, and it's like still like weird to see yourself on TV. You know, at least for me, it is. But no, it's so intense, like honestly. And like all like even some of my friends who have never watched the show before are just like, I'm so invested in this show now. Like it is so crazy, like everything that you guys have to deal with.
And all the competitions and all the dishes that you have. That's like it's not just one dish. It's like, you know, some of the cooking shows on Food Network, it's like, oh, it's like they just came in and threw a bunch of shit together in a basket. This right. is like weeks and weeks of baskets
yeah.
and different dishes.
Yeah, weeks and weeks, and then
challenge
yeah.
after challenge
oh,
after
change
challenge.
Your ingredients with this person.
Yeah,
like yeah, it's like any game plan. Yeah, you just like you don't like if you have a game plan, that's great, but it's most likely going to change. You know,
right? Yeah, you
but
just,
there's so there, I wanted to ask you about one thing about Carmen. So there's a moment then where you're kind of always like you're like you said you're consistent, you're low key, you're doing your thing, you're getting things done, which is what I love the most about you on the show. Like you were just like always consistently working and just delivering on everything. I never saw a week where it was like Sammy fucked up everything. Like it just right. didn't happen.
I mean, I felt like definitely I was like most consistent. Like I felt like during dinner service, I really wasn't shown that much because I wasn't making that many mistakes mm-hmm. and stuff. So I was like super grateful on that, but it was just, yeah. I feel like most of the people on the red team definitely had challenges where they didn't, you know, meet expectations all the time. And for most of it, I felt like I was pretty consistent and challenge the dinner service.
It's interesting perspective though, because you're an observer of all of it.
Totally. I'm such an observer. When I'm around new people, I definitely am such an observer, and like, just, I want to read everybody's energy and like kind of see how I will fit mm-hmm. in with them, or how I really am with them. And like, literally, even like, what was it, like the second to last episode, Jonathan is literally like, Sammy, thank God, some fucking emotion. Because I was literally just like,
but he's the observer too.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
but like, Sammy's but she's a low key observer. Like, she's not getting into it in the dorm with anybody. Like, John got into it in the dorm with a couple times.
Oh, but I mean, yeah, they didn't even show things. But like, literally, like when Jonathan and Jason had that disagreement and stuff, they didn't show it. But I literally said to Jonathan, I was like, it's okay, everybody hates him.
Same. like, it's all right.
He is that guy that like you work with in a restaurant and you're just like, bro, really?
Right.
Get it together. Yeah.
Well, one of my favorite like Jason moments literally came during the finale when they're showing, and so you haven't seen it yet, but when they're showing like Ryan talking about the dish and like all the dishes and stuff, and he's talking with all his French terms, and Carmen's like super confused about like, what?
Right.
Like what are we making? I don't know. Yeah. And then like Jason is sitting there just like, I'm so fucking bored. Like, how do you guys not know these terms? Like, it's hilarious. I'm like, oh my God, he's eating a dick just sitting on a couch.
Kelsey, he goes like this part, whatever the word was, she says whatever, what is it? And he goes, he does this with his hand. He brushes her off.
Yeah,
he's like,
oh my God, it's so funny.
It's a French word. I was like, I've never seen someone literally
teach her then. That's exactly why you wouldn't be his head chef, is because you can't teach. You're not like a good leader.
Oh my God.
You just expect everybody to know.
I keep telling everybody, I'm like, you have to go listen to our interview that we did with him.
Oh my God.
You have to listen.
Oh, I'm going to do that right after this. But the Jason content is.
Oh my God.
But he's fun. He's like, it's, you know, sometimes you love to hate the villain of the pod, of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, totally.
They made it very easy.
Yeah. I mean, he made it very stayed easy. On a long time for some entertainment.
I was going somewhere with the whole observer thing. So you're an observer and. Oh, yeah. You're watching Carmen, right? And it's like everybody, how she deals with everybody else. And then there's this one moment where it's just you and Carmen. And she goes into some unhinged rant. Yeah. And I don't know what she's talking about, but your facial reaction to it is like, oh shit, there's no one else to sort of like.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about when we're like smashing the coconuts.
Yes. And she's like, we gotta do this, we gotta do that. Like, that like original Carmen that we saw at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And her face is, I was like, oh, this is amazing Sammy content right now.
Sammy's like, how do I handle this? I don't know. How do I get myself out of this situation?
I know. I was actually, when I was watching it back, I was like, oh my God, I'm just lying with my facial expression.
Exactly what it was.
It was, I honestly, like, I loved all the girls, like, as individuals, but, like, working with them was so different. Yeah. I really loved Danya and Lee the most.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of was amazing. I would be in the final two with them, like, on the red team.
Yeah.
But,
no.
You know.
Yeah, we loved actually talking with both of them. They're so like, they seem just some level-headed, down to earth, and like just easier to work with. But yeah,
definitely easier to work with, and just
a bunch of women like all working together is just never usually a
good
thing.
Too much high. It's
too much. Yeah. There's too much going on there.
What do you
So your final dishes, like those five. Mm-hmm. I mean, what went really well. How do you feel about it? I got some, because I, again, being from a reality TV show, I was asking them like, how did this actually work? Obviously this didn't all happen in 1 hour behind the scenes. And then you like plated these all. I was like, okay, give me a little bit of how this happened. Cause I was like, bullshit. I'm calling bullshit.
Oh
like,
yeah.
On that. There's obviously some help, but I want to know like how did you feel about the dishes? Were you happy? Was there something you would have changed or?
We filmed it.
I know, so long ago.
So honestly, I kind of trauma blocked a lot of it out. I do remember my like whole.
That's a common term on this podcast.
Yeah, I kind of trauma blocked it out right after the show. But I was like, I still feel like really connected to that food. just like coming from Ohio and then moving to LA, like there's just so much variety of different cuisines out here that I wasn't used to. And like Asian food is like something that I fell in love with when I lived here, when I moved here. And so I just felt like that was kind of more me, more of like a Cali kind of Asian inspired menu, I guess I would say. It's not Asian, but like inspired, I guess I would say. If I would have changed anything, I probably would have changed my chicken dish. I definitely don't feel connected to that dish at all anymore now, but definitely everything else I feel like I did really well on. I love the plating of it. I think I would have changed some of the plating on maybe like my crudo or something, and definitely my steak course. I wish I would have done a little bit more to get my extra point or something. So it would have been Jonathan Tide, but I was still happy about it.
Yeah. It's so hard because I feel like it's so like when they're sitting there judging, I'm like, what, 0 to 10? Just like give them a number? I was like, this seems so like, I don't know, like so like subjective. So like, I don't know.
Just a judge come from the outside and like that's their only like picture of you is this one dish. So definitely, you know, it kind of just depends on the judge too.
I know, right? It depends on who's tasting it, like
preferences and stuff.
Right. Yeah. It can be so difficult, like so difficult in those situations.
It was nice in the fine when you were in the final three, that you started to talk more about your personal journey with your dad and all of that stuff. Tell me about that.
Yeah, definitely. My dad, I feel like, was definitely more of the main cook out of my parents when I was growing up. I mean, he's Italian, so he would always make like good seafood and pasta. And my mom was more of like the baker. But they're both like, my dad is a computer science guy, and my mom is like an accountant, like HR. So definitely not foodies, really, I would say. But I just definitely, me and my dad definitely have just bonded over like going out to eat on Fridays and like that kind of stuff. And then right when, 2020, right at the beginning of 2020, my dad, was literally riding his bike and kind of collapsed of a stroke, and he was by himself, and I didn't hear about it for 3 days later. And I was living in LA and he was in Ohio, and I flew back to be with him, and it was just like his life was completely changed forever. It happened on the left side of his brain, which is the language side. And so he could understand everything that I was saying, but he would have a hard time like getting
aphasia,
what he wanted to say. Yeah, aphasia. And so that was definitely really hard. And I basically moved his whole life to LA to be with me, because I just felt like I was establishing myself, and I felt like he wanted me to, I mean, he kind of expressed that he wanted me to like follow my dream and everything. So I moved him over here with me, and I'm an only child. So I took care of my dad, cooked him breakfast, lunch, and dinner, took him to his doctor's appointments, and really was like his caretaker. And then just about a year ago, he had another stroke, and unfortunately.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. But yeah, I definitely would want him. I wanted him to see like the show and see like everything I was going through, because when I got back from filming, you know, I told him everything that happened, but you know, seeing it was definitely better. But honestly, you know, it kind of sounds like sad or whatever, but Jonathan's mom passed away not that long ago either.
Yeah, so, he told us up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me and him are definitely going to have like, I feel like a hard time watching the finale together, but I'm happy that we have like each other, and like we both like kind of have that understanding, and they're watching over us. Hopefully, you know, his mom, my dad are watching it together, and I don't know. I think we're just both doing it for them. So
yeah. It changes it when, it makes it one more special, more meaningful. It just gives more reason behind what you're doing. And, you know, again, he wanted you to bring him out to LA and continue what you're doing. And, you know, it's definitely how he wanted
so different. I mean, I like, it's almost like having a kid of your own, you know, like when I was like taking care of him, it was like such a responsibility, and my life was completely different than most of my friends.
Right.
but you know, I wouldn't change a thing. I wish you were.
Yeah, you got so much time.
Yeah,
so, I had like so much special time, right? Yeah, that you wouldn't have had otherwise.
20s. Yeah, right. Yeah, being with my dad in my 20s instead of, you know, just like growing up and being with him like more as an adult was right. Like, yeah, I definitely wouldn't have had those moments.
Yeah, you know? That's pretty special.
So it's, I mean, he's super, has to be super proud of you. I mean, I was just a fan watching the show, you know what I mean? And you were delivering every week. There was very rarely something that was, you know, not great. And if it was like, you know, I think there was one judge that came in that gave a, like a point off on something that you did. Maybe I feel like it was a pasta dish or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Chef Evan. Funky.
But like. But like, I still feel like that like, yeah, was like whatever, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like the worst thing that happened. So in a lot of ways you are the winner of the show. I know you don't get the job and all that stuff, you know what I mean? But
no, I definitely feel like a winner.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like I did the best that I could do. And yeah. I mean, there's definitely things that I would have changed. And, but you know, when you're in that space, it's just like, you have nothing, you know, no other like outside information other than like what you already know.
Well, at a certain point too, it's out of your control. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, there's only so much you can do. You can only cook your food. And at the end of the day, it's Gordon's decision. And so it's kind of like, it is what it is, you know, mm-hmm. like it's, this is his decision and.
Exactly.
Like I can do my best.
And yeah. Me, Jonathan and Brian, I feel like we were such great, consistent cooks on the show overall.
But I feel like you were more consistent than both of them.
You're I'm like, sorry. No,
I don't mean to.
He is hammering the point.
I don't mean to do that, but like, I mean, they're both. Yeah. I mean, I think it's wonderful that who won the show is great. I think it's appropriate. I think it makes the most sense for the show, for him, and for everything.
Agreed.
But having said that, like, I think you were definitely the most consistent of the three of them.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I definitely think I was like,
he picks a favorite from the beginning of these shows and he's it. Like, he I stays the course.
Really I love like, it.
I get angry and upset. He would have chucked things at the TV if I didn't win my season.
That's actually very true.
Oh, I know. I was like, yeah, really hoping that I would win.
What is it like to watch it on television?
That like my door, I didn't have to like have my door.
Do that.
That would be heartbreaking.
Yes, that seemed really hard watching that. Like Jonathan. I was like, oh God. Oh, like,
just the fact that the door didn't open would be annoying. Like the fact that like, oh shit. You know, like shit. You know, it's not opening. Yeah.
Yeah. So 2 years later, what's going on in your life? Tell me all the things. You're still in California.
Yes, I'm still in Los Angeles. I actually help open a bagel shop called Layla Bagels in Santa Monica about a year ago.
I follow that.
Great. We opened up in January of 2023 and like it was honestly just like such a success right when we opened. Like we literally had maybe like 200 Instagram followers and like the first day we opened, we sold out in 2 hours.
That's amazing.
And so I just feel like this past year, we've just been like as a team just trying to like catch up with demand of Layla.
Make bagels.
Yes. Like who doesn't love sourdough bagels. Fresh bagels?
Just make more bagels.
Exactly. Just make more bagels. Like, but it's a lot harder than you think. But
no.
Yeah, we're gonna open up a second location in Beverly Hills later this year. And I'm getting back into private chefing a little bit. Layla's was really taking my like mm-hmm. full time, really. I mean, it's a new restaurant, so that's what it is. But I, yeah, just kind of like creating the menu for Layla, and just
private. Were you chefing. Super into bagels?
No.
So how did this happen?
Some friends of mine from Ohio.
We love our bagels here in the Midwest.
Oh yeah.
I live in Indiana. So
you do?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Yes. Go Midwest.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm from Chicago and I live in Indianapolis. So I am all Midwest.
Oh God. So it's cold there.
Yeah. I'm originally from the East Coast and grew up on East Coast bagels, but now I'm out here in LA and it's hard to find a good bagel in LA.
You think? I feel like there's so many different ones now.
Go to
like
Layla's
It's improved. It's improved.
It's definitely improved. And bagels are definitely like, I feel like at least in 2023, they were like such a hot topic. of, but I think, yeah.
Wait, why were they a hot topic in 2023? Explain.
I think
they just had their moment.
They just had like a moment, at least in LA. Like there was just like, there was, I think like two or three bagel shops that popped up this year. I mean, us, there's Smoggin, Bell's Bagels, I know has been there for a while, but honestly, I just feel like a lot of like infatuation and like eater.
Totally.
Do you know why? Because bagels like, are fucking really dope.
Promoting like the
they're different. They're so good.
There's so many now.
Love bagels.
Yeah.
Some ox right now. It'd be so good.
Yeah. But I think, yeah, definitely we got a lot of like positive feedback, at least from us on, you know, great bagels. And I think our bagels are like really Instagrammable, and that's a big thing in LA. Totally. And so
I saw this morning, maybe it was this morning, I saw that you have like a pizza bagel, but it's like it's in like a bowl.
I'm testing that out right now. Yeah, like in K-Town there's a couple different bagel shops that do this like cream cheese bagel where they take a bagel and cut it into sections and then like fill it with like cream cheese.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, that. So yeah,
like a pumpkin. It's cool.
That looked dope.
Like the Bloomin' Onion of bagels.
Yeah, exactly. Like a Bloomin' Onion, like a garlic pull apart bread kind of thing. But I like literally grew up eating pizza bagel bites like all the time as a kid. Right when I got home, in the oven, like pronto. So I definitely am trying to work on like a pizza bagel, more like lunch items, and like doing some more collabs. With other like restaurants and stuff like that. I don't know if you've heard of Fishwife.
I definitely have.
Yeah, we're trying to do a...
But isn't that, I'm in Pasadena, isn't that out here?
I think she is in Pasadena. Yeah. I'm not quite sure.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. But Becca...
What are you doing with her?
I think we're going to do a limited edition sandwich with her, and then also hopefully do maybe like our own labeled like tin fish with Fishwife.
That's
like
Fly
by Jane has one and stuff with them. Yeah.
Oh, this is, I'm watching the unhingedness.
Yeah, exactly. <There's>
a... Yeah. I was like, oh, there it is.
Yeah, just wait. There's more coming.
Sorry, you guys are talking about California shit. I'm like, I don't live there. I'm like, let me.
That's fine.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
No, she's very entertaining. Do you want to go and do more TV?
I do want to do more TV. I'm really kind of liking like making content and stuff, just like I like the unhinged, like chaotic videos.
I love that. That's your, please keep doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people hate it and a lot of people love it.
Really? I can't imagine hating it. I don't understand.
It's a thing though. That's all you need is a thing.
Exactly.
Still working on that.
And yeah, no one's really making like chaotic videos other than maybe like it's QCP. He's like pop bitch or whatever.
Right.
He's kind of a little unhinged.
Right. I love a random screen. And you do a lot of random. Like you even,
yeah, I do that a lot.
You even pulled it out in the finale.
Random screens are great. Totally necessary.
Yeah. I'm like, finally coming back from something.
You were coming back from, I don't remember what. And there was like, I think they put it on the clip today, because I observed it yesterday and I was like, oh my God, that's the unhinged coming out.
Yeah, it's the unhinged coming out.
On Hell's Kitchen, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, I honestly, especially during all those punishments, like, I'm doing, like, some crazy, like, you know, churning the butter and
you
stuff.
You kind of have to, just to, like...
Yeah.
You know who else was a little unhinged, but in a good way, is Sandra.
Oh, I love Sandra.
Totally unhinged. Yes. Yeah. Not a little. She told totally
some
unhinged.
Unhinged shit in the finale.
She's very unhinged.
Like, whoa, I was like, dude, I love
she
this.
She is. Yeah, no, she's a good time. I love Sandra. Me and her slept on twin beds or whatever next to each other. And
I feel like a night out with Sandra could end interestingly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be
interesting. Anyway, all right, we're just gossiping now.
I know we are.
It's moved in from the show to gossip. Super proud of you. Think you're amazing on TV. Love your content. I'm going to come check out the bagel spot. I'm excited about that. I want to know... all in all, this was a really amazing experience for you to be on Hell's Kitchen, meet Gordon Ramsay and all that.
Yeah, totally. I would do it over again. I think I would. Like, I mean, working with him was amazing. And just seeing the way that he is like on the line and stuff is so intimidating. And I just love that energy. I love how crazy it feels. And yeah, he was great.
He's pure. Like, he's like literally perfection. Like, he's just like a machine, like a perfect machine.
He's legendary.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, was there anything that you heard him say as a, were you a fan of the show? I'm sure, maybe, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. Is there anything that you, well, you were a fan of his because you recognized him, but was there anything that you, when you first heard him say it, you were like, oh shit, he just said it, you know, like from the show?
Yeah, fuck off was definitely that was when you go,
it's awesome.
You, fuck off, come up with two.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's so amazing. That's so amazing. Right?
Oh, Ryan.
Just like comical. Like,
oh, it's comical. Yeah. Like, you're like in real life. Damn, he's really kicking me out.
Yeah. You're like, shit, man. Okay.
Okay. Later. It hurts a lot more in real life.
Real quick, too, before you go, Jonathan's meltdown about this joke. We just were joking around about it with him. So it's not like, but
no, he's still upset. Like, I was over at his house last week when we were watching the show and he was still like a little tender about it.
Still butthurt about it.
Yeah. No, it's still light feelings.
I love that Gordon's like, it's called banter. I was like,
yeah, immediately. He's like, a joke. Up, man.
Sarcasm. Yeah. A joke.
Anyway, you're amazing. I think your content. Yeah.
Thank
great.
You where so it, much,
how
Sammy.
Can people follow
yeah,
you?
Yeah. We know where you are, but. Tell
definitely
everybody else.
Instagram, my name Sammy-Tarantino, iconic awesome. Last name, can't forget it.
It's yeah amazing. Right
yeah
well thank you so much for
thank you so
joining
much for
us
having
today
me. This
yeah
so
it was
fun.
Great talking with you yeah. We will continue watching and continue cheering you on, and when I'm in LA, I'll be sure to get some bagels.
Yes.
Pete will be there tomorrow, I'm sure.
Not and, tomorrow, but soon.
Yeah, come soon.
Yeah, I will for sure. Yeah.
And we will talk to you shortly. So
right,
thank you
great.
So much, Sammy.
Thank you guys so much for having me. It was awesome.
Of course. Good talking to you. All right,
bye.
Later. Bye.
Bye.